Yesterday, we heard about the importance of beginnings, such as how to begin a sermon in just the right way. Well, today I'm afraid there is no easy way to put it, so I'll just paraphrase Charles Dickens and say, it's seldom, if ever, the best of times, and in fact, it usually always is the worst of times. How else is one to describe our messy lives? Often enough, we have no one to blame but ourselves, with sinful choices that put us in untenable positions, and broken relationships that often alienate those who are closest to us. Yet other times, the mess in our lives comes upon us through no fault of our own. Trials and tribulations crash in from all sides, with no apparent relief in sight. While this description may not apply to you at the moment, you think, I doubt you have to look very far. A friend, a family member, perhaps a time not so far in your past, to acknowledge that this really is true. Very often, it is just the worst of times. And what would we expect with Satan living up to his name, accusing us day and night? On this day, we celebrate a rather unique festival, not of an apostle or an evangelist or one of those events in our Lord's life, but of Saint Michael and all angels. I'd like to put before you the following consideration for this festive occasion, that the Lord sends his holy angels not only to fight for us against our evil foe and to guard and keep us in all our ways, but to reveal a grand ordering by which he works all things together for your good. We heard it in the collect as we prayed, Everlasting God, you have ordained and constituted the service of angels and men in a wonderful order. Let's think about that for a moment. Obviously, the scriptures don't give us as much detail concerning the holy angels as we would like to have, and so people fill in the blanks all over the place with strange ideas about angels. And that often leads to mischief and speculation about the purpose and function of these mighty beings of God, with some even succumbing to the misunderstanding that at death a person becomes an angel, an error that is especially likely to be heard at the death of a child. You've heard the phrase, she's an angel up there in heaven with Jesus now. She's got her wings. Talk about a demotion. While the angels certainly are mighty beings who functioned especially as God's messengers at various times and places, such as the angel Gabriel in the months leading up to our Lord's birth, and then again over the fields of Bethlehem as the heavenly hosts sang their praise, proclaiming the news that a Savior was born. The truth is that angels are nothing toward which we ought to aspire. After all, in order to rescue our fallen race, God did not become a man. I'm sorry, let me fix that one. He did not become an angel, but a man. Aren't you glad I caught that now? He became a flesh and blood creature, like us in every way, except, and you know the rest of that sentence, except without sin. So there's nothing to be gained by making the angels out to be more than they actually are. That will accomplish nothing but bringing even more messiness into our lives. What we need to understand is that the ministry of the angels is part of God's grand ordering by which he intends to care for our whole being. Indeed, the angels do guard and keep us. But more significantly, they serve that greater ministry by which God desires to order our ways in his peace. When Jesus sent out the 72 disciples, they were given authority not of themselves, but of Christ himself, and of the Father too. Jesus said, "The one who hears you hears me, and the one who rejects you rejects me, and the one who rejects me rejects him who sent me." Preaching the good news in the name of Jesus will certainly have the effect that our Lord describes in our text, Satan falling like lightning from heaven. It will not be otherwise. For the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ have come. That salvation and kingdom and power and authority are in our midst even now. And every time the faithful gather to receive him who is the very bread of life. Yes, right here in the midst of our messy lives, when loss and defeat are all that we can claim for ourselves, right then we can rejoice that Satan continues to fall like lightning from heaven. As Luther put it so perfectly in his hymn, A Mighty Fortress, one little word can fell him. That word is Jesus, your Savior, the Word made flesh for your salvation. By the blood of that Lamb, Satan has been conquered. And though the wily foe would gladly climb on your back in order to work his way back to heaven, every time a soul is baptized into Christ's death and resurrection, that evil foe comes crashing back down to earth. Every time God's word exposes the lies of Satan, the accuser is silenced. And every time we proclaim our Lord's death, as we eat his flesh and drink his blood, clinging firmly to his promise, you can be certain that our mighty defender hurls that evil foe back down, like a world-class wrestler slamming his opponent onto the mat. The final stanza of the hymn, Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven, concludes like this. Angels, help us to adore him. You behold him face to face. Sun and moon bow down before him, all who dwell in time and space. Alleluia, alleluia, praise with us the God of grace. A thought is expressed in that hymn that we hear week after week in the divine service. As we lift up our voices with angels and archangels and all the heavenly host. Their service of God is one of ceaseless adoration, something that you could say we join in with, we tap into every so often. And yet the truth is our lives are so ordered that God continually grants us to live by his grace, even as we daily and continually render our service to him and to one another. So setting aside this day to remember and give thanks for God's mighty angels is truly salutary as we live with the certainty that God never ceases in working and ordering all things for our good. Therefore, let us pray. Everlasting God, you have ordained and constituted the service of angels and men in a wonderful order. Mercifully grant that as your holy angels always serve and worship you in heaven, so by your appointment they may also help and defend us here on earth. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.